Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
They're jealous of you because you are shining bright. They're jealous of you because you're that person. Use their own tricks against them, and I'm telling you, your life is going to improve. You're going to feel so empowered, and you're going to be living your best life. The only power that these people have over you is the power that you give them. No one can steal your energy. No one can give you the evil eye. No one can sabotage your success unless you allow them to. Unless you have given them access to your life to where they're able to sabotage something. Unless you've given them some kind of importance to where what they say is going to affect you. Hello, my love. In this video, we're going to talk about how you can transmute all negative energy, all types of attention that you're receiving. We're not going to let evil eyes sabotage our success. We're not going to allow other people's opinions and judgments make us feel insecure or make us change the way that we're acting. Because the objective of people that are jealous of you is to get you to stop. So oftentimes when people are jealous of you, they're not going to come right out and say it. They're not going to come right out and say, "Oh, I'm jealous of you." No, they're going to try to put you down and try to make you question yourself. So that's the number one tool that someone's going to use against you when they're jealous. They're going to try to make you question yourself. So they're going to try to make you question if you're a good person. They're going to try to make you question whether or not you have good intentions, whether or not you're doing things in the right way. And this is all in an attempt to lower your self-worth. Because when your self-worth is lowered, then they can come in and manipulate you into behaving in the way that they want you to behave. Most commonly, the evil eye is used as a weapon against women, against beautiful women, against confident women, against women that have a pure heart, against women that are compassionate. Because think about it like this. You can't use the evil eye on a narcissist because they're not thinking about you. They're not compassionate towards others. So it only works on people that are compassionate. It only works on people that think about others and consider others. So this doesn't mean that you can't consider what anyone is telling you. It simply means that you have to be very, very selective as to who you listen to. And you need to identify why they're telling you the thing that they're telling you. Are they telling you this because they want to help you genuinely? Because they see that you're going down a wrong path and they genuinely want the best for you? Because if that's the case, then listen, hear what they have to say, and then make your own decisions. But most of the time, when people are criticizing you, they're not doing it from a place of actually trying to help you. They're doing it from a place of trying to humble you. The best way to transmute this energy and use it in your favor is by assuming that all energy benefits you. So you're gonna have to sort of separate yourself a little bit from the emotional reaction, because remember, they're trying to get an emotional reaction from you. They're trying to get you triggered in some way. So you start to either question yourself or you start to lower your standards because you think that you're doing something wrong, or you think that you're just too confident or you're not humble enough. Like, that's how they try to trick you, by lowering your self-worth and by telling you that you're being unrealistic in what you're expecting. So men will use this as a tool to get into your bed. They will use this as a tool to lower your self-worth, so that way they have access to you. Insecure women will use this as a tool to compete with you and get preferential treatment from other people over you. So they're going to want to use this against you, so that way they can feel like they're better than you. And by being better than you, they think they're going to get more attention from men or from the boss or the coworkers or whatever situation it's in, whether it's like a friend group, maybe they want to knock you down so they can be the funny one, or they can be the cool one or the pretty one. Whatever their intention is, it all comes down to them wanting to elevate themselves because they don't feel worthy. So when someone is sending you the evil eye, or someone is sending you negative attention, however it may seem, whether it's through on the internet, in person, through text messages, through talking behind your back, through filing reports that, you know, with HR that are like completely untrue, or telling your boss that you were doing something when you weren't doing something, like however this may manifest, they feel like you are better than them in some way. So in order to feel better about themselves, they have to put you in a position that's lower than them. And if you don't know how to protect yourself, if you don't know why they're doing this, then you can easily fall into their trap, and you'll realize like years later, oh wow, they just wanted to knock me down. And I've heard so many comments from you guys about like previous situations where either your family member or your friends tried to like manipulate you and send you the evil eye. And at the time you didn't know, right? You didn't know what this was doing to you. And you thought that they had a good point, or you thought that they had a good intention, and you were being reasonable, right? You were being a compassionate human being. It gets to a point where you have to stop giving everyone compassion. So protecting yourself from the evil eye and protecting yourself from negative energy all comes down to having boundaries. It all comes down to not just giving everyone everything, right? You can be a compassionate person, but that doesn't mean you have to give compassion to everyone. You can be a generous person, but that doesn't mean you have to be generous with everyone. You can be a kind person. Doesn't mean you have to be kind to everyone, right? You get to decide in what situation you're going to act in a certain way. In my other evil eye video, I told you that when you identify someone is jealous of you, you can actually use them to manifest. So you can actually tell them about things that aren't true, but that you want to be true. Like for example, if you are single and you're looking to meet your partner, you can tell the person that's jealous of you that you just met someone and it's going so well and they're like the perfect match and everything. And what this does is it stirs them up. It boils their blood, because they are jealous of you and they don't want you to be doing well. So they may pretend and like fake smile and be like, oh, that's great. But deep down, they're upset. They're upset that you're getting your way. So what does this actually do to help you manifest? Well, just how evil eye can be used against you if you allow it to, you can use evil eye against them if they allow it to, right? So how do they allow it? Well, they believe you. So when you tell them, oh yeah, I just met this man and he's like the best, he treats me so well, like I'm so happy to meet him, I'm going on a date tonight, wish me luck. They believe you. They have no reason to think that you would lie, right? Because they think they're the sneaky ones. They think they're the ones with the upper hand because they are the ones with the darker intentions. They see you as a target. So they don't think you're playing them. They don't think you're using them. They think they're using you. So by believing what you're saying, they're putting their focus on that reality, on the reality of your manifestation, even though it hasn't happened yet. So by them doing that, they're manifesting on your behalf. So literally, you could be going to bed not thinking about anything. They're probably going to go to sleep thinking about how much they're so annoyed that you have a man, and why would you get a man? You're this, you're that. They're going to be obsessing over it. They're going to be replaying it over and over and over again in their head. And as we know, with attention comes manifestation. The more you put attention to something, the more it grows and expands. So I guarantee you, you're actually going to meet someone, because they're so obsessed with that outcome. Even if it's in a negative way, they're still thinking about it, right? So with this technique, you have to be careful. You don't want to reveal so much specific information, and you want to separate your emotions from it, right? You don't want to allow yourself to essentially be at their mercy and then feel like, oh my God, are they going to sabotage it if I tell them? No. If you are not firm in your manifestation, and if you're not confident in what you're doing and how you're doing it, it's better to simply stay away from these people. But if you've built up your confidence, if you're able to identify who is an energy vampire, who is trying to sabotage you, then you can use this kind of technique to use their energy to manifest for you, right? Once someone is jealous of you and is actively trying to use the evil eye against you, it's very rare that they're going to be able to transform and then become a real friend to you. So once you've identified that someone is very jealous of you and they're actively trying to sabotage you, whether it's on purpose or subconsciously because they're not aware of what they're doing, either way, you want to draw that boundary. So it doesn't mean that you have to cut them out, because like I said, sometimes you're working with these people and you can't just cut them out. They're not your friends. But you can still speak with someone and not allow your emotions to get involved. You want to sort of keep your heart safe, but then still use them for their energy as much as you can. The only way that they can sort of come back from the dark side and actually be a true friend to you or a good person to you is if they themselves heal themselves. Because you have to understand, it's not anything personal about you. You're just the shiniest object they have in the room with them, right? So they are insecure in themselves. They have work to do on themselves. And you are a trigger because they see something in you that they don't actually have for themselves. So you have become the target. But if it wasn't you, it would be someone else who reminded them of that same thing, right? So when someone is attacking you or coming after you in some way energetically, right? There's not much you can do to make them change for the better. The only thing you can do is feed that energy right back to them, use their energy against them, drain them, use them, and they will eventually get to a certain level where they will have to reflect on themselves. Because as long as their tricks are working and no one is projecting back to them what they're putting out, they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep behaving in that way. So the best thing you can do for these people is give it right back to them. When they send you the evil eye, bam, right back to you. Bounce right back. And the way that you do this is through the techniques I gave you before, is detaching yourself emotionally, accepting the fact that their thinking about you means that there's something good about you. Understand that all attention being sent your way can be used in your favor unless you are too emotionally affected and emotionally triggered by the thing that they're saying. So for example, I post a lot of content about personal growth, relationships, manifestation, and while I receive a lot of love and a lot of positive comments and a lot of great emails from people telling me their journey and sharing how some of my videos have helped them and how some of my coaching has helped them, I also receive a lot of hate comments. And when I was first starting off and I didn't really know how to protect my energy, these comments really drained me. I would find myself like reading them and becoming in a lower state and just questioning my own worth. And I realized that the people that are leaving these comments are very miserable, they're very depressed, and I'm a target for them because I'm the brightest thing they see and they're trying to drain my energy, right? So recently, one of the little videos I posted, because I told you guys I launched a dating app. If you want to check it out, the link is in the description. You can download the app and let me know how you like it. But I made a little quick video for Instagram saying that, you know, if he isn't financially well off and he's not treating you well, then you shouldn't even care. You shouldn't even care. You should just move on to the next. You should just move on to someone who is financially stable and can provide for you and protect you, because they're more likely to be in a healthy state of mind to treat you well. Because broke men that can't even provide for themselves, they can't provide for you, and they're not emotionally well. They don't feel confident in themselves, right? Oftentimes, they have an unhealthy relationship with intimacy because they don't earn it. They just manipulate women into giving it to them for free, and they think that that's normal. So when I posted that video, I have hundreds and hundreds of comments coming in from all these men accusing me of being a prostitute, calling me all of these different names and saying really rude things, like saying like, oh, a school shooter should have gotten me. Like literally people saying they wish death upon me because I simply said, oh, if you're a woman, don't date a broke man. So what can I say to that, right? What can I say to that? So the way that I transmute this is either ignoring the comments, or if I think of something funny to reply back, I troll them back. I respond back with a silly little comment, and then they come back and comment 10 more times. So they're actually boosting my engagement on my social media and allowing my content to be seen by more people because they hate me. So you can always use this energy in your favor, right? And just to be clear, ladies, you get to make your own decisions, okay? Do not allow people to brainwash you, right? Because this is a clear example on how men are trying to use the evil eye energy or the negative energy to make me lower my self-worth. So that way I become more available to men who don't have money, to men who aren't going to treat me well, to men who aren't going to respect me, right? Because regardless of if you agree with me or not, you are going on a woman's comment section on Instagram and you are writing obscene things. Are you the type of man that would be a good father? Are you the type of man that would be a good husband? Probably not. Because even if you didn't agree, who speaks like that to a lady? Who speaks like that to a human being? Somebody who has a lot going on in their head that they need to work on. And this is why I can't take these things personally, and you can't take them personally. Because if it wasn't me saying that, someone else would have said it, right? And they would have spread the same hate to them. I have people in that video that left like 20 comments. One person left 20 separate comments, like just going on and on and on and insulting me and insulting me and insulting me. And at first I'm like, well, why does he hate me so much? And then I realize he hates himself and he's putting that on me because I'm bringing to light something that he hates about himself. And that's exactly what you're doing to the people in your life, and that's why they're trying to bring you down. That's why they're trying to humble you. Because you are living in a way where you're not settling for less. You're not compromising on what you feel you deserve. Okay, maybe you went out of your way to go and start your business. And so everyone who wished they could start their own business is gonna come and make fun of you and say, oh, that's so cringe. Oh, why are you doing that? Oh, it's never gonna work. Oh, the market is so saturated. Oh, good luck. Oh, I hope you have a backup plan. They are jealous of you. And the more that you stand out, the more that you stand on your own two feet and have boundaries, the more you're going to have these people coming for you. Okay, the only way that you can escape negative energy is by being irrelevant, is by not putting any time and effort into yourself, just following whatever society tells you, not making your own decisions, being a people pleaser, and essentially caring about everyone else but yourself. That's the only way you're going to be able to protect yourself from jealousy and never experience it. All right. Gain a lot of weight. Stop taking care of your skin. Stop drinking water. Start drinking soda every day. Stop doing your affirmations. Stop your exercises. You know, stop going to work. Become poor, right? Stop making money. Stop paying your rent. Be homeless on the street. And then no one will envy you. And then no one will send you negative energy, right? Everyone will just feel sorry for you. That's the only way. That's the only way you're never going to experience jealousy, right? So, obviously, I'm assuming that's not what you want for your life. You want to be happy. You want to live to your highest potential, okay? So along with that is going to come a lot of hate. It's going to come a lot of jealousy. It's going to come a lot of negative energy. But with that, with the tools that I've given you in this video and that I've given you in my other jealousy videos and in all of my content, really, I give you tools in every single video to be able to transmute this negative energy. But when you do that, you use it in your favor. You use the haters as a stepping stool, right? It's like they're below your feet and you step on them to keep climbing on up. And that's how you have to see them, all right? So whenever you are experiencing something and you feel like someone is purposely trying to send you the evil eye or send you negative energy, literally just tell yourself in your head, they're so obsessed with me. Why are they so obsessed with me? Oh my God, they can't stop thinking about me. I must be so cool. They're literally below me. Like, they mean nothing. They are nothing. They're nobody. Okay. And I know this may sound a little bit like, whoa, you're saying that somebody is nothing? You're saying that they're worthless? That can be a little problematic. No, and I'll tell you why. Because these are not rational human beings. There is like a certain level of human that's not really human. They're kind of, I call them bots. Even though I feel like that's insulting to the robots now, like no offense to the AI out here, but like, there's a certain level of person that refuses to become self-aware and refuses to improve themselves. And all they do is they walk around like a mirror. All they do is spew things out, is reflect things back to you, is push everything onto everybody else and victimize themselves in every way. So these people are below you. Because what makes somebody worthless? It's not the way they look. It's not their gender. It's not their ethnicity. It's not their age. It's not how much money they make. It's not how successful they are. It's not how pretty they are. It's not how ugly they are. What makes someone worthless is their choices. It's their decisions. It's their attitude. It's the way they treat other people. It's the way that they either overcome failure or go deeper into the pit of failure because they refuse to take accountability. That's what makes somebody, in my mind, worthless. And the best way to make someone worthless become worthy is by showing them the exact same treatment that they're trying to show you. Because when they have to take their own medicine, when they have to essentially face their own reflection, that's the only way they're going to change. Because if their behaviors are just accepted, if people just kind of allow them to continue on in their way and just submit to their desires and make them feel like, oh yeah, like it's fine. It's fine that you're a hater. It's fine that you talk down on other people. It's cool. It's cool. It makes you cool. The more that you do that, the more that they're going to keep staying in their ways. So the best thing you can do is recognize them for who they are, a piece of dust, and teach them a lesson and allow them to learn for themselves. And when they claim their own self-worthiness and they get out of acting out of survival and acting out of fear and trying to destroy everyone around them and they start taking accountability, That's when they're going to get my attention. That's when they're going to receive my love. That's when they're going to receive my compassion, not when they're acting in this way. Because the more compassion you give someone, you're just giving them your energy. They're feeding off of you. They're energy vampires, like not the good kind, right? You can be an energy vampire too and just feed off of other energy vampires that are trying to like ruin other people's lives, but use their negative energy and transmute it into your positive energy that's going to improve your life. So remember, they only have power over you if you allow them to. That's the only way. Use their own games against them. Use their own tricks against them. And I'm telling you, your life is going to improve. You're going to feel so empowered and you're going to be living your best life. If you'd like to receive personal advice for your situation, all the links to work with me are in the description, as well as all my ebooks and all my other resources, okay? I love you and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.